some sweet time. You wanna be sure if you sink or swim. But grab a hold of me and just jump on in. You're playing it safe, but baby, I'll wait. Second or so. Ooh, baby, come and get me. My heart's sitting on gold. Ooh, it's all to the races. All you gotta do is let me know. You come around. Ooh, whenever you're ready, I could be yours in a second or so. Ooh, baby, come and get me. My heart's sitting on gold. Ooh, it's all through the races. All you gotta do is let me know.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An undocumented migrant arrested and accused of threatening to assassinate President Trump may have been set up.
The case involves a 54-year-old Mexican man who is said to have sent handwritten letters threatening to kill the president. The Homeland Security Secretary heralded his arrest. Now Wisconsin officials say that man, Ramon Morales Reyes, was himself a victim of a setup. Noting he can't speak or write English, they've now charged a Milwaukee inmate who had already been accused of assaulting Morales Reyes and stealing his bike with sending the letters to prevent him from testifying at trial this summer. That inmate, Demetric Deshaun Scott, now faces witness intimidation counts.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Senate lawmakers continue debating the GOP reconciliation bill. President Trump criticizing some hardline and fiscal conservatives on social media posts who could hold up the bill's passage. Newark's Mayor Ross Baraka filing a lawsuit against New Jersey interim U.S. Attorney Elena Haba following his arrest at an immigration detention facility. This is ABC News. TikTok has unveiled changes allowing users to customize their experience on the platform as well as block the things that they don't want to see. One change is called Managed Topics.
Now you can personalize your feed by adjusting how often you see content from over 10 popular categories like travel, sports, and creative arts, or cinnamon tortilla rolls, we'll see. For example, if you want more nature, less sports, no problem. With Managed Topics, you control how often popular topics show up in your feed.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. In Italy, tourists had to flee again this week as Mount Etna erupted, sending hikers scrambling. Officials, though, are stressing that residents in the area are not in danger. Scientists say the latest eruption at Mount Etna has also caused the mountain to grow. It is now measured more than 11,000 feet high. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from the Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
If Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea was your best friend, it would be the kind of friend that starts an impromptu dance party in the supermarket aisle that turns into an all-day pool party rager at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea turns any day into a legendary adventure. It's smooth and refreshing real iced tea with just the right kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, the clock is running on the next 2 years state budget. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders have met twice so far. Two sides are attempting to reach consensus on tax cuts while the Joint Finance Committee works on the budget. Trial begins for a Green Bay Correctional Institution inmate who allegedly killed his cellmate. Jackson Vogel is accused in the August 27th death of Michael Loreno at the Alloway Prison. Charges against Vogel include hate crime enhancers, as Vogel allegedly targeted Loreno due to his race and sexual preference. And don't get scammed while booking a summer vacation. The Better Business Bureau says you should only be working with a trusted travel agent or online booking site rather than third parties. Also, be sure to only pay with a credit card and never use strange payments like wire transfers or gift cards. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Durand City Council has changed meeting times. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the council will now meet at 6 p.m. on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month.
We did change the ordinance last night so that it will be 6 o'clock. And again, it'll officially say the second and fourth Wednesday. So it'll be 6 o'clock instead of 6:30.
Milliron said the city council had gone to 2 meetings a month to have less committee meetings back in the mid-2010s. The Sojourner House in Eau Claire will stay open year-round. Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse announced it secured the necessary funding to operate Sojourner House all year long. The shelter was facing a potential service reduction due to financial shortfalls. The funding gap was bridged through the collaboration with local governments, nonprofits, and community members. Two new measles cases are being reported near western Wisconsin. The Minnesota Department of Health has confirmed the cases are in the Twin Cities metro area. The first case involves an adult in Washington County. The other case involves an unvaccinated child from Dakota County. Health officials say the child visited Mall of America May 24th between 5 and 9 p.m. Both individuals are quarantined at home. Health officials warn those possibly exposed should be on the lookout for symptoms. Don't get scammed while booking your summer vacation. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says you should only be working with a trusted travel agent or online booking site rather than third parties. Also, be sure to only pay with a credit card and never use strange payments like wire transfers or gift cards. If you are going to book a short-term rental, don't be afraid to check a map website to see if it's actually the property that's being offered exists. Schiller says any deal that seems too good to be true shouldn't be trusted. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A plea agreement has been reached in a Dunn County child sexual assault case. 38-year-old Stephen Bignell pleaded no contest to second-degree sexual assault of a child in Dunn County court yesterday. Bignell was accused of assaulting the victim in 2022 and was sentenced to 1 year in jail with Huber privileges. He must also register as a sex offender and undergo a sex offender assessment. The American Red Cross is in need of blood donations. Red Cross officials report donations typically drop during the summer months. Several donation sites are available in the Chippewa Valley, also in the Menominee area. Arkansas also will be holding an upcoming blood drive. Those who donate blood from now through June 30th will receive a $15 gift card and a chance to win a $7,000 gift card. More information is available online at redcrossblood.org. Canadian wildfires are causing unhealthy air quality levels in the U.S., including Wisconsin and Minnesota. The fires have caused more than 25,000 people to be evacuated from Manitoba, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. Firefighters from Alaska, Oregon, and Arizona have traveled to Canada to help fight the fires. Now, the smoke will clear in northwest Wisconsin early today. Our air quality here in western Wisconsin will begin to improve later this afternoon and into tomorrow morning. Many organizations are providing free healthy meals to kids during the summer months. The Summer Food Service Program is a federally funded program that provides free meals to kids under 18 years old in low-income areas. The program is to make up for the lack of school lunches during the summer. More information about participating organizations are available at the Summer Meals for Kids site finder. Now, as part of the summer school program, the Durand, Arkansas School District will be providing lunch to students that are attending summer school. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chen Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Construction of Wisconsin's largest fully inclusive playground for all children is beginning this week in southeast Wisconsin. The 13,000-square-foot Never Say Never Playland in Delavan will feature ADA-compliant design and construction, including wheelchair-accessible swings and merry-go-rounds, sensory-friendly zones for children with autism or sensory processing challenges, and static-free slides. Now, the city is pledged to match funds raised by the nonprofit organized to build the playground up to $350,000. An estimated 1,000 volunteers are expected to help with construction of the project. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
UW Whitewater facing Messiah in game one of the best two of three NCAA Division III College World Series matchup this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Warhawks playing for their third program title after blowing out Rowan College 17-4 in the semifinals yesterday. Championship series was supposed to start tomorrow, but it's moved up a day because of rain forecast in the East Lake, Ohio area later this week. The Brewers play for their ninth straight win tonight when they take on the Reds in Cincinnati. Freddie Peralta gets the nod for the crew. Hunter Green goes for the Reds. Brewers start the day 33-28, five games behind the division-leading Cubs. Midwest League tonight, Cedar Rapids at Wisconsin. Fort Wayne is at Beloit. The league had the day off yesterday. And the Packers are on the practice field this afternoon in their second week of OTA workouts. They'll practice again on Thursday and then hold their mandatory mini camp starting next Tuesday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Elliot is chipping away at his first win of the season.
I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Chase Elliott and his Hendrick Motorsports team are still looking for their first win of the season, but consistency toward the front of the field has the team fifth in the championship standings. That puts Elliott in good position when looking toward the playoffs as the second half of the regular season begins. Elliott credits that consistency to the crew members that work on his number 9 car.
You know, I think a product of a lot of hard work and just a collective effort of trying to make some improvement. And that's always the goal, you know, just keep chipping away. And I think the team's in a really good spot.
His last win came just over a year ago at the Texas Motor Speedway. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Here's a real life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Explore scenic back roads and immerse yourself in nature's spring artistry on the Spring Fresh Art Tour. 47 artists who call this area home invite you to enjoy a self-guided tour of 27 studios and galleries along Lake Pepin and throughout the countryside of Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. The Fresh Art Tour is June 5th, 6th, and 7th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Find the tour map and artist information at their website, freshart.org. See you on the tour.
If you're looking for exotic poultry to raise, consider Rhea's. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're a big bird related to ostriches and emus, but you can pasture them with other livestock as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Are a flightless bird native to South America and the lesser-known smaller cousin of the ostrich and emu. Rheas have gray-brown plumage, long legs, and long necks. Jim Hermes is an extension poultry specialist at Oregon State University. He says people who raise the birds pasture them in stands of grass, clover, and alfalfa. They don't fly, but do need fencing.
Electric fencing works well, maybe 5 feet high. The top of their head will be somewhere around five and a half feet. They'll be about 125 to 150 pounds when they're adults. If they can find them, they will eat small mammals and other insects and things of that nature, but they do need to have feed as well.
Providing high-quality chicken feed will round out their nutritional needs. For adult birds, a simple three-sided shed with a roof on it, bedded with hay or straw, will keep them comfy and out of the elements. They tend to be silent birds, except when they're chicks or when the male is looking for a mate. Rheas have an interesting parenting style. The male develops a harem, and several hens will lay their eggs into the nest he built on the ground. The female's work is then done, and the male takes care of incubating and raising the young. Hermes says when adults, the birds are processed for their meat.
It's all dark meat. It's all leg and thigh meat. It's very dark, much darker than that which we're used to in a chicken. It would have the appearance of typical beef. However, because they're birds, their physiology is different in that they don't marble their meat with fat. So if you cut all the fat off the outside, it is basically all lean.
Learn more about Rheas and how to raise them at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
57 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. June down 13 to 1897. July down 36 to 1931. August down 29 to 1930. September down 15 at 1936. Cheese markets are lower. Barrels down 3 to 184. 40-pound blocks down 1 and 3 quarters to 193 and 3 quarters. 5 trade a barrel, 8 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 250, 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 127 and 3 quarters, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey down a quarter to 56 and a quarter, 1 trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets have now turned mostly lower after starting the day mostly higher, as the trade had believed that the momentum that fueled last week's market would sustain into this week's marketplace. However, some of those resistance levels have now been hit, and now with boxed beef prices mixed, that has a bit of a sell-off happening currently in the live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are mostly lower in the nearbys, higher in deferreds. There hasn't been enough trade in the cash market for prices to even been reported, and pork cutout values are lower. That's leading to that mixed activity in hogs. June live cattle down 30 cents to 216.25. August down 60 cents to 210.40. October down 62 cents to 208.57. August feeder cattle down 42 cents to 301.32. September down 62 cents to 300.27. while October down 82 cents to 298.25. June hogs down 70 cents to 100.15. July down 12 cents to 104.85. while August up 22 cents to 106.12. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are mostly higher. A lot of this is simply technical buying after the markets moved sharply lower last week. There's also some buying due to high pressure ridging that's starting to show up in some of the weather models past the middle of June. Bottom line, grain markets a touch higher head into the midday. Now, wheat markets, they're moving mostly lower, as we do have some profit taking after some of the recent gains in the market. July corn down a half to 437 and three quarters. September up 2.5 to 423 and a quarter. New crop up 2.25 to 438. July and August beans both up 7.25. July at 1040 and three quarters. August at 1034 and a half. September up 5.5 to 1013 and a quarter. New crop up 5.25 to 1022 and a quarter. July soybean meal up 40 cents to 294.30. July soybean oil up 55 cents to 46.83. Chicago wheat, July down 1.75 to 537 and a quarter. September down 1.5 to 551 and three quarters. And Minneapolis wheat, July down 7.75 to 619 and a half. September down 7.25 to 633. Energy markets today, July crude oil up $1.08 to $63.60. August up $1.13 to $62.67. Meanwhile, July and August gas both up 3 cents. July at $2.08, August at $2.05. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Virtual fencing technology is improving. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Imagine fencing cattle into a certain location without using any kind of physical fencing. Virtual fencing is a technology that's coming along. Dr. Ryan Reuter, a professor of animal and food science at Oklahoma State University, talks about the technology.
And essentially it works to digitally contain your cattle where you want them rather than physically containing them with a physical fence. So it works pretty similar to how a virtual fence works containing pets, containing their dog in the yard. With a lot of those systems, you bury a wire around the perimeter and the collar interacts with the radio signals from that wire. And that's not the way that virtual fence works for cattle production. It's based all on GPS. So we put a collar on the cows or sheep or goats, and that collar collar has a GPS chip in it, and so it communicates with the satellites, knows where it is. With software, you draw on the computer on a map where you want the animals to stay, and that collar works to contain the animals in the area that you've defined on the map solely based on GPS. So you don't need any wire, any physical infrastructure in the pasture at all. So it's pretty interesting new technology.
Pet owners have to train their animals on virtual fencing, and farmers will have to do the same thing with their animals.
It is pretty effective once you get animals trained. There are a few animals that we found that always want to challenge the fence. So you can imagine how there's always those animals in a group. Sometimes we need to cull an animal or two that won't train to our fence. But most animals do pretty well adapting to it and being compliant with the fence.
Using virtual fencing can require adopting a new mindset.
There's a little bit of a difference in mindset to think about when you're using virtual fence. With a physical fence, it's kind of a hard black and white line, and animals are either in the pasture or they've broken through and are out of the pasture. With virtual fence, we don't recommend it for perimeter fence yet. We're only really recommending it for interior pasture divisions and grazing management, those things like that. And you have to be willing to tolerate that it's shades of gray. And so some animals are going to be over the boundary slightly some of the time.
What are the benefits of virtual fencing?
One of the big benefits is in areas where you need to build, you're going to need to replace or build physical fence, depending on the geography that and the topography, the terrain that you're having to build that fence in. The physical fence just has gotten really, really expensive in terms of materials and labor to put in pasture division fences. And in some cases, virtual fence is cheaper than putting in physical fence in those really challenging terrains.
Dr. Ryan Reuter with Oklahoma State University. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. There were 3.3 days suitable for field work for the week ending June 1st, according to USDA's crop condition report. Corn was 83% planted in Wisconsin, with 72% emerged and 70% good to excellent. Soybeans planted was at 81% complete. 59% of the soybeans emerged and 80% were good to excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 72% good to excellent, and topsoil moisture was rated at 79% adequate. A new sign of deteriorating relations between the U.S. and China happened Monday as China is accusing the U.S. of violating the trade truces that the country signed last month. Axios says that China promised to take, quote, resolute and forceful, unquote, steps. The agreement signed in Switzerland led to a deal to lower tariffs on each other for 90 days while they negotiated on trade. Late last week, U.S. President Donald Trump accused Beijing of violating the agreement, one day after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent described negotiations as, quote, a bit stalled, unquote. A spokesperson from the Chinese Commerce Ministry said Beijing rejects the unjustified accusations. While President Trump didn't go into details, administrative officials have pointed to delays in sending critical materials to the U.S., which are needed by several U.S. industries, including agriculture. U.S. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said President Trump and Xi Jinping will talk on the phone later this week. USDA's April prices received index fell 3.6% from March, but was higher by 12% year over year. The livestock production index fell 8% in April compared to the prior month, but was still 18% above last year. The crop production index rose 4.9% from March, but was down 1.1% from last year. Agriculture producers saw lower prices received for eggs, milk, lettuce, and hogs. USDA said they received higher prices for cattle, broilers, strawberries, and calves. In April, there was a decreased marketing of corn, cattle, soybeans, and hay, an increased monthly movement for strawberries, milk, broilers, and market eggs, the report said. The April prices paid index rose 0.5% month to month and 5.8% from April of 2024. Higher prices were paid during the month for feeder cattle, milk, cows, nitrogen, and hay. Lower prices were paid for feeder pigs' wages and complete feeds. The U.S. has churned out record levels of ethanol since late 2024, largely due to a rise in exports and steady domestic demand. But Reuters says output has dropped from record levels over the last 2 weeks, which coincides with the buildup of the summer driving season. The U.S. does have large stockpiles of ethanol that can offset some of the lower production levels in the short term, but exports and domestic travel trends will have to be watched in the coming weeks and months when fuel demand typically hits its highest point of the year. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says her agency will deploy resources to assist the wildfire response in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, and Alberta, Canada. The Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center raised the wildfire preparedness level to 5 in late May as the country is experiencing very high to extreme wildfire activity. USDA deployed an air tanker to Alberta, and the U.S. is mobilizing over 150 firefighters and support personnel to assist Canada with its wildfire response. The U.S. is also mobilizing other equipment like sprinkler kits, pumps, and hoses. We are here to help our neighbors during their time of need, and our Forest Service wildland firefighters are the best in the business, Rollins said. I'm thankful for the brave men and women who are stepping up to serve and pray for their success as they fight fires and save lives, she said. The current fire activity in the United States remains near normal. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Expect showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. And now dry air will follow tonight and into Wednesday. Additional chances for showers, though, return later in the week. Mostly cloudy with areas of smoke today with showers and thunderstorms. High 61 to 66. Relative humidities at 68 to 73%. North winds at 6 to 11. Anywhere from 3/4 to an inch of rain possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy late. A slight chance of a shower, lows 49 to 54. Relative humidities at 92 to 97%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8, becoming light. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 73 to 78. Relative humidities at 31 to 36%. Northwest winds at 5 to 6, shifting to the west late in the afternoon. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, high 70 to 75. For Saturday, mostly sunny, there is a chance of a shower and thunderstorm, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Your face, I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light, and you look like you're doing all right. Yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our... We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh. evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
You stay a little while, keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go, I don't want to be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. Won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't even want the attention. wish you fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her. How perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault, no. Look what God gave her. Look what God gave her.
Hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do, I just wanna dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine, so let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, then I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I, and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Day by day, we let love just walk away. And I'll be the first to say, I was glad to see it going day by day. Ever since you went away, I find that I'm still missing you. I just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine on you? I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. And baby, if you feel like I do, you can come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you? On my mind, you were right there all the time. I could search and never find someone that does me like you do.